I think Jack's been excellent these past 2 days. We've had two team meetings Monday and today, and had two practices. It's very easy to see why he's been a head coach, you know, for 10 plus years. He's got great leadership, good command of the room, and Jack's a good leader. I think guys will answer the bell and follow him. He's pointed out some things that he wants us to improve on offensively and defensively, added a couple of situations to practice, you know, that he thinks we need to focus on and emphasize, and I think guys will answer the bell and rally around him. We, you know, Coach Fox is in our thoughts and prayers. It is probably impossible to replace Coach Fox's high energy, charisma, personality. That cannot be replaced, you know, by one guy. And Coach Del Rio mentioned that. All the players, everybody has to try to step that up in that department to fill that void we have from Coach Fox. But our thoughts and prayers are with him to get better. He wanted me to make it known that after he got lightheaded and sort of semi-fainted, he did chip it to 2 feet and made par on that hole. He wanted that to be known. So it tells you Coach Fox's attitude and personality, and obviously he's in our thoughts and prayers. And like John Elway said, it's his health and his long-term health that's the number one thing of importance right now. Yeah, I think everybody's got to do that role. Like I said, Coach Fox, that's one of his great strengths, and everybody's got to do that. At the same time, hey, when it's time to work out there, guys are working, and we're following Coach Del Rio's lead. But yeah, I think that has to be a team thing as far as replacing that.
How much have you individually increased your communication with Jack Del Rio in this situation?
Well, it certainly has increased more. You know, Jack and I have always had communication. I'm always have asked him questions about how a defense, you know, may react to a certain play or what they may do. But I think it's increased even more. He's talked about certain things situationally, you know that he thinks we need to be ready for, and so it's been good communication. And I've enjoyed learning from him, and I look forward to following him like the rest of the players during this time.
Not that there's ever a good time for this kind of distraction, but how helpful it was to have you guys had a couple days to kind of wrap your head around this change of pace?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I don't think you're ever, you know, ready for your head coach, you know, not to be here and to be going in for major surgery. So I don't think there's ever a good time for that. So it was a scary Saturday of the bye week, and you know, any player, any coach that's going through something like that, just realizing how serious and severe the surgery that he was going to have to go through. So it's been a tough time for our team. And but you know, we're glad to hear that it sounds like he's come through it okay. We know he's got still a long fight ahead of him.
How much were you personally keep in touch with John Fox over this injury?
Well, I talked to Rob and his wife during yesterday. You know, it is hard for Coach Fox to give up his cell phone, but I think he has to do it right now during this time. I'm not sure if that's part of the rehab process. So I haven't spoken to him since the surgery. I'm not sure, you know, how much communication he's had with anyone since the surgery. But I talked to him Saturday and Sunday before his surgery, and I spoke with Robin on Tuesday. So yeah, everybody will stay in touch with him. And he you know, called all the captains on Saturday and Sunday to kind of tell him what was going on. I know he and Jack will have great communication, you know, as he will with, you know, John as well, I'm sure.
What did you learn from
Mike? Was great for me. I can't tell you how indebted and grateful I am for the support Mike gave me. He and I spent a lot of time together. We kind of put together a hybrid offense last year, you know, a combination of some of the, you know, Colt stuff, some of Mike's stuff, some of, you know, I guess Josh McDaniels, New England stuff. It was really a hybrid last year, and it was pretty rare for the offensive success we had in that short period of time when you're putting an offense together and, you know, have a new quarterback and a coordinator working together for the first time. It doesn't work that well that often, and so it's a real credit to Mike for for making it work and being the leader of our offense last year. He was great for me on Sundays, you know, talking in my ear, great for me talking situations out here on the practice field, on the sidelines during games, and I'm very, very indebted to him and certainly happy, not surprised that he's a head coach. He deserves the opportunity.
How much do you think you have to straddle?
That's something that's just common in football all the time. You know, when you have, you know, players that you played with and you have good assistant coaches that you've played for, just a matter of time. You know, Tom Telesco was an assistant executive general manager for us, and now he's the head GM. So I'm happy for those guys, and that's just part of football.
Any thoughts you might want to share on John Moffitt's retirement?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to miss John. John was a good guy, so... obviously, he's doing what he feels is best for him.